Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I am here sitting on the bedside tables of children all over the world. Children everywhere in the world have a candle glowing on their bedside table, and that candle is me. And I am there sharing love and sharing joy and sharing peace and sharing happiness and sharing all that I am with children everywhere in the world. And I am so grateful for that opportunity, because that's what life is all about. Life is all about sharing. Yes, I visit boys and girls everywhere, and as I do this, they tell me the stories that they're experiencing. They tell me the adventures that they're going through. And it was kind of interesting to be with this young girl. She was 5 years old, and her name was Suzanne. And Suzanne is a very special girl. She has a problem, as people might say, because in her problem, she has only one leg. Now, 4 years old and only one leg, that would seem to be quite an unhappy situation. Well, it could be. And I said to Susan, "You are quite a little girl. You're quite amazing." And she says, "Look at my stub here. See? See, they had to cut off my leg because it had a problem. But see my stub? Now see how nice the skin is growing all around the stub? How nice it is? And isn't that beautiful?" And I looked at her, and 4 years old, I said, "Susan, you're an amazing little girl. You are such an amazing little girl." And she looked up at me and she says, "Why? Why am I amazing? I just like me." And I said, "Susan, you're just an amazing little girl. You know, I don't have I have a crutch that I go walk around with, and I have my mom gives me a little sort of a artificial type of leg that she sticks down below my leg there. But she said, not to worry about it too much. And little by little, my leg is healing on the bottom there nice. And when I get bigger, they're going to give me a thing that they put on there so that I can walk like other kids do." Well, that's pretty nice. "Well, what do you do now? How do you get around now?" "Well, I have a crutch." "You have a crutch, huh? Well, what do you do with your crutch?" "Well, actually, I have two crutches. And Mama says that I should learn to use two of them, and later on I can use the one. And so, I use the two. And they're pretty crutches. My dad had them fixed up so nice for me, because they had to be kind of short, because I'm just 4 years old, you know, and I'm not too tall yet. And I'm going to get taller like my brothers and sisters, but right now I'm a little short." "Well, do you go out and play with your brothers and sisters?" "Oh, yes, all the time. I'm out there all the time. And I have my crutches, and the reason I have the two is because I use one as a bat. And I go playing ball with the kids, and I use the crutch to knock the ball around and to kick the ball and do things that I would do if I had my leg there." "Well, do you ever miss your leg?" "No, I don't remember. I remember sort of when I had it, but I don't miss it or not miss it." "What do you mean you don't miss it or not miss it?" "Well, I am what I am. I'm the pure white light of love, and I see all in love." "Susan, you're the pure white light of love? How wonderful." "Yes, Mr. Kendall, I'm the pure white light of love. Mommy says I am so loving. I'm so wonderful. Mommy says I'm her little joy. I bring happiness to everybody. And everybody in the whole world looks at me and says, what a wonderful little girl. I don't know why I'm so wonderful. I'm just being me, and I'm just having fun. You know, Mr. Kendall, I kind of think people feel a little sorry for me."
"Oh? How is that, Susan?"
"Well, I kind of think they think that it's too bad that I don't have two good legs like everybody else. Well, what do you think, Susan?
Well, Mr. Cannell, it is what it is. I have one good leg and one short leg. And my short leg will have an extension to it, like my dad says, as I get a little older. And then I'll be able to walk around real nice. But right now, it's too expensive to have extensions and extensions and extensions, so I use a crutch. And, my goodness, Susan, you are certainly a brave little girl.
Brave, Mr. Cannell, what is brave all about?
I am the pure white light of love, and I see all as love. And my brothers and sisters, they're always so helpful to me, and I'm so helpful to them, too.
I am, Mr. Cannell. I do nice things for them. I help them do the dishes.
How do you do the dishes? You got to hold on to your crutch to keep you up.
Oh, I sort of balance on the edge of the sink there.
You're 4 years old. You hardly reach the sink.
I know, but I get up on a stool and I get up on...
How do you do that?
Well, I climb up there.
Oh, where do you hold your crutch while you climb up there?
Well, I climb up there and then... Mr. Cannell... I'm really very special. I'm the pure white light of love. I tell you, Mr. Cannell, I really am. Mr. Cannell, you know what happens? My brother, Tommy, he is sort of a toughie. But he will come over to me when I am standing at the sink helping with the dishes, drying the dishes or doing what I can. And he will say, "Susan, would you mind if I lean on you?" And I say, "Oh, Tommy, of course not." And so Tommy leans on me. Now, I know what he's doing. But he's leaning on me. And he's giving me balance while I'm up there drying the dishes. And he doesn't say a thing. He just leans on me. And sometimes he'll lean this way or that way to catch me in case I'm leaning the wrong direction for some reason. And then he catches me and puts me straight, you know. But he doesn't say anything. He says, "Quit moving around so much, you know." He says, "You think I've got all day to do these things here?" And I said, "What do you mean, Tommy, you got all day to do those things?"
"Well, I have other things to do. I want to play ball. I want to do this."
"Can I play ball with you too, Tommy?"
I ask him, and Tommy says, "Sure, sure.
As soon as you're done with the dishes there."
"Well, do I have to do the dishes?"
"Well, that's your choice. You said you wanted to help your sisters do the dishes."
"Yes, I do."
"Okay, well, you don't start something and then leave it before it's finished. You always finish what you start."
"Oh, Tommy, you're right.
I want people to be able to depend on me like they depend on you, like I depend on you." "Tommy, you're a good guy." And her sisters were working there at the sink and bringing the dishes and washing them and cleaning up and doing everything so nice. And Susan was watching, and she said, "You know, it's fun being with you girls. You are so nice. You do everything so beautiful. You care so much, and you make everything so perfect all the time. It's so wonderful to be with you."
"Thank you, Susan."
The girls are always so polite and so wonderful. And then the dishes are done, and they're all dry, and the girls are putting them away. And Tommy says, "Susan, you want to come down now?"
"Thank you, Tommy."
And Tommy runs over and gets her her crutch and says, "Here." And she says, "Well, you want to help me off, Tommy?"
"No, no, you help yourself off.
I kept you balanced up there so you could do some work. You got to do some work around here. Everybody's got to do some work around here."
"Oh, Tommy, you make yourself sound so terrible."
So Tommy handed me my crutch, he said. And I got down. And when I got down, I almost fell over. And Tommy was right there to grab me. He says, "What are you trying to do? A special dance or something?"
"No, Tommy,
yes, I was. I was doing a special dance. Yes, I was. I'm not going to tell anybody that I just almost fell down. I'm a good balancer." "Okay, well, let's go outside. You said you want to play ball."
"All right, Tommy, all right." So I took my crutches, both of them, and I went outside to be with Tommy. And you know, Mr. Candle, Tommy was so nice. He threw the ball so I could hit it. He didn't throw it so it was hard to hit. He threw it so it was right where my crutch would come out and catch it. And boom, I got it back to him. And in no time at all, we were playing real good. And I was knocking it back to him just as fast as he was putting it to me. And Mr. Candle, all of my brothers and sisters taught me so many wonderful things. They shared with me all the things that they enjoyed doing and the knowledge that they had. And you know, Mr. Candle, I am the pure white light of love, and I see all in that pure white light of love. My mommy says, I am the pure white light of love. My daddy says, I'm the pure white light of love. My brothers and sisters say, I'm the pure white light of love. And I say to all them, and so are you guys. I live in a family of pure white light of love because it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. Oh, Mr. Candle, no matter whether I got a two legs or one leg, or I got the nicest family in the world who just care about me and let me be happy with them. You know, Mr. Candle, I am so blessed. I'm the pure white light of love. Oh, Mr. Candle, it's so wonderful. Well, Susan, you're quite a girl. You're quite a girl. And Miss Susan, I thank you for telling me the story of you and your family. You're so wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, boys and girls, it's time to get ready for bed. I see Mr. Sandman there coming in the door. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you, and you're going to go to sleep and have happy dreams and remember all of the beautiful things that the world is because you made it so. So until I see you next time, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle speaking, and I'll see you again, because you know I love you. I love you. I love you.